I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Healthy habits and lifestyle changes can play an essential role in losing weight and keeping the weight off. Dr. Patrick O'Neill is here to talk about the details. Dr. O'Neill is a clinical psychologist and director of the Weight Management Center at the MUSC Health and Wellness Institute. Dr. O'Neill, we're hearing a lot about weight loss with the new obesity medications, but what about healthy habits and lifestyle changes as one option to lose weight and keep it off? Where does this approach fit in now?
There have recently been some very exciting developments in obesity medications, and several have been approved in the last few years that are much more effective than those that were previously available. And we've been involved in a lot of that research and continue to be so. It's important to remember that these are medications for treating a chronic medical condition, which is obesity. But these are to be used with a foundation of healthy habits and lifestyle changes.
And what are the most effective lifestyle strategies that can help us lose weight and keep it off instead of thinking of some rigid diet?
At the MUSC Weight Management Center, we talk about it in terms of the ABCDs of lifestyle change. And that stands for activity changes, behavior changes, cognitive or thinking changes, and dietary changes. These are all very important. When you begin a weight loss program, obviously you need to make some dietary changes to achieve a calorie imbalance so that you're burning more than you're consuming. So achieving that in a healthy way with good, nutritious eating habits is really important. Activity patterns are also important. One of the most important determinants of maintenance of weight loss is a regular program of moderately intensive exercise.
And what about the behavioral and cognitive components for this approach to losing weight and keeping it off?
We teach people behavioral tools such as self-monitoring so that they can encourage themselves and motivate themselves to continue with these changes. And the cognitive changes are also important. Oftentimes, people have self-defeating thoughts when they don't achieve perfection in their weight loss efforts. So we try to help people adjust their inside talk.
Is there long-term research that confirms this approach to healthy habits and lifestyle changes to lose weight and keep it off?
There's a very interesting project that was started about 30 years ago called the National Weight Control Registry. And in this project, the researchers recruited people from all over the U.S. who had lost at least 30 pounds and kept it off for at least a year. And the average weight loss was about 65 pounds and the average maintenance period more than 6 years. And they asked these real experts what they were doing to help keep their weight off. And what they found out was very interesting. One of the big determinants of success in the long run is a regular program of moderately intensive exercise. These weight loss superstars were exercising about an hour a day. Now, that doesn't mean running, but staying active like a brisk walk. They also weighed themselves regularly, which is important because that's the only way you know if you're maintaining your weight or not. They typically ate breakfast most times, and they also limited the amount of calories and fat that they consumed. Those findings may not be very surprising, but they do highlight the importance of making changes that you can live with.
Dr. O'Neill, thanks for this update about strategies for healthy weight management.
Thanks for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.